People risk their lives to try and come here to the United States of America. And yet the nation, like many parts of the West, by some measure, is in decline. Recently, there was a film by Focus on the Family and the Colson Center. Dr. Oz Guinness is a major player in that film, and he's on a quest to see if the West, including America, can get back to the ideas that helped give it birth and helped it to flourish into the incredible civilization we've seen. In a previous program, we've actually interviewed Dr. Oz Guinness about this. Now we want to transition and talk to somebody from within the Focus on the Family and the Colson Center about this new film, which is called Truth Rising. Our guest is Dina Thayer to talk about basically how do we revive the Christian influence on our culture. I'm Jerry Newcomb. This is Vocal Point. Dina, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Okay, so for those not familiar with the film, tell us about Truth Rising.
Absolutely. So Truth Rising, it's essentially a documentary. It's about an hour and a half long. It's pretty groundbreaking because what it's doing is exposing what you just described. It's exposing the crisis of Western civilization. So it's showcasing these stories that are galvanizing ordinary Christians to be able to choose courage. While we're at this pivotal crossroads, as we know, the background of our culture is becoming increasingly hostile to good character, to values, and to the Christian faith itself. And so the film is really for Christians worldwide. And what we want to do is encourage people not to just watch the film, but then to really join the movement behind it, which is how do we stand up at this critical civilizational moment, as Oz Guinness calls it, and make a stand and continue to not only fight for the beliefs that we believe are foundational to society, but to be courageous even right where we stand in our own communities.
You know, we're recording this discussion in late January of 2026. And recently in Minneapolis, we saw a situation where protesters, you know, barged into a church and actually interrupted the worship service. It's almost like the Rubicon was passed. Is that an example of the West in decline?
That's a perfect example. There's an example right there where decorum went completely out the window. Respect for other people and what they've got going on, which is fascinating because as we all know, there's so much being preached about acceptance and tolerance and inclusion, and yet that's not really what we're witnessing in the culture. And so this film really kind of calls that out and then challenges believers. And so we're just encouraging everyone who can to watch it. It's completely free. And you can literally click watch now right on the homepage of truthrising.com. So it's not tricky to access. And we just want people to see that the situations like you're describing, that doesn't have to be part and parcel of what our society looks like.
And I understand the film has gotten a lot of views already. And John Stonestreet of the center, founded by the late Chuck Colson, he kind of deals with part of the solution, whereas Oz Guinness is sort of, as I understand it, raising the issues involved and the obvious need for revival in America, for revival in the West in general.
That's right. The first part of the film, Oz really takes us on a beautiful tour, essentially, of past civilizations who have experienced the decline that we're now facing in the West. And it's a beautiful picture of history and what happens when people don't pay attention to these kinds of signs that things are going awry. And then further into the film, Oz is essentially passing the torch to John Stonestreet, to the next generation, and even to younger folks, millennials, Gen Z. We want them to be rising up and also saying, hey, it doesn't have to look like this. Let's be courageous. And so the film is really full of courageous voices of people standing for truth, whether that be we've got Chloe Cole in the film, who is a detransitioner, regretted the gender transition, and is now standing up for the reality of two genders and biological sex. We've got Jack Phillips. Many are familiar with his stand when he would not make a wedding cake for a gay couple. And he talks about his story and that case going all the way to the Supreme Court, and how in his small way as a baker, he was able to stand up for not only religious liberty, but what he believed was right. So the film has got that beautiful backdrop with history, with Oz, and then we get to see, hey, what does this look like in the present day? How can people in their own vocations, in their own callings, in their own communities, be a courageous voice for what matters, and even for change in some cases?
But can one person or even one small group or even one congregation make a difference?
Well, I think that's what is so incredible about this film, is it actually shows you that, yes, that can absolutely happen through one voice, through one business, through one nonprofit. These courageous voices are just anecdotal examples, but anyone, you, me, our church community, a local church congregation, can be one who says, let's courageously do something different. Let's take a stand and see the ripple effect that that can cause. So I think that's the other reason we are so excited about the film and the partnership with the Colson Center, because we're both organizations that see that a Christian worldview and a biblical paradigm, we don't want that to start to fade into the background. We want to see it continue to be central to how we operate. And our message is, yes, you matter. Your one voice matters, because how do you know how your voice might not impact someone who then tells someone else, and how that is truly like a pebble dropping in a pond. There's an absolute domino effect and ripple effect that stretches out beyond what we might feel we can do. Because I think you're right, Jerry. People could easily feel a little helpless. Well, what can I do? I'm just one person. How can I make an impact? And I think this film really serves an inspirational purpose in that regard, because we get to see these stories and think, well, if they can do it, certainly I can as well. And to that end, we've also put out an accompanying study, which is a 4-session study centered around essential truths that are needed to develop that kind of Christian worldview. So each session highlights one of those: their hope, truth, identity, and calling. And that study can also be found at truthrising.com to be downloaded.
You know, it's interesting. In some ways, there's almost an unspoken premise here. And the unspoken premise here is that the influence of the church needs to go beyond just the four walls of the church. And if I could give a quick anecdote, I know everybody that is knowledgeable about history, and the Christian history in particular, just about everybody that I know of respects and appreciates William Wilberforce. William Wilberforce died in 1833. He was a longtime member of the British Parliament, and for 50 years, with the help of some friends and associates that he worked with, he and his group were able to take on the slave trade of the British Empire, and then to actually free all the slaves in the British Empire. Took about half a century for him to do this, and he didn't make a lot of friends in the in the process. But here's the reason I even bring up his story. When he first got converted, he was already in the Parliament, and he had run as a young man and was successful in that. Gets converted at the age of 26, goes to see a local minister, happens to be John Newton, who wrote Amazing Grace, former slave trader. He says, you know, now that I'm a Christian, I'm thinking maybe I should get out of politics and just start studying the Word of God and becoming a pastor somewhere. And John Newton said to him, you know, I think God could use you where you are. Why don't you try and be faithful where you are and let God use you and see what happens? That was some of the best advice ever given in the history of humanity. I mean, you know, the ripple effect of Wilberforce ending slavery, beginning there in England, that had domino effects all over the Western world, including here in America. But the idea I'm getting at is our spirituality affects this world too, not just the next world.
Absolutely. And I think you're so right. Now, certainly sometimes God does call us to change our vocation or head to the mission field. But often what he's calling us to is faithfulness right where we are. And what we're seeing when our Western civilization is in crisis like it is right now is that when we start to abandon truth, there's always consequences. So how do we stand for truth right where we are? And that anecdote is, that's a perfect example of exactly what the film is talking about and what the study dives a little deeper into.
Tell us about that transgender girl that you mentioned.
Yes, Chloe Cole. So she actually was very confused early on and started to get messages from external sources, because we are seeing that now in the culture where if a kiddo is confused or experiencing gender dysphoria, other adults, even in their world, teachers, coaches will say, well, then maybe you're a boy. And that was starting to happen to her. And so she bought into that, actually went through a gender transition, and talks very candidly in the film about the regret. I mean, a poignant moment for me as a mother was her regret and her describing, I'll never get to nurse a baby because I don't have breasts. I mean, she really underwent surgeries. She underwent all kinds of things and found at the end of the day, not only am I still not happy, I've now really made a mess of things. And her finding Christ and finding truth has been so powerful. She actually says at one point, there is no my truth or your truth. Jesus is the truth. And I think that's so powerful coming from someone who really bought this lie for a while and leaned into it and saw that not only was there no fruit in that, but it was actually really destructive.
That's powerful. Okay, how about another story that comes out in your film, Truth Rising?
Sure. Another voice I haven't mentioned yet, we have in the film Seth Dillon, CEO of the Babylon Bee, and he experienced being canceled by Twitter over a satirical post. And he was offered, kind of dangled the carrot, hey, take down the post and we'll reinstate your Twitter account. And he courageously declined. And he talks a lot now about how important it is to defend democratic public discourse, even under these threats of being canceled or being ostracized or being on the outs on these social media platforms. A very powerful story of saying, you know, no, we're okay with what we put out there. We're not going to take it down. And what the fallout of that was. So he does a great job telling the story. And of course, their Twitter account is now back online. But he was really brave in the face of essentially being faced with, now I'm going to lose access to all these followers, which means access to my brand will be different. To really choose truth over success is a lot what his story reflects, and I think it's a really powerful one.
So when people are faithful to Christ, they may indeed experience cancel culture.
Absolutely. We're not mitigating that in the film. In fact, we're highlighting that sometimes when you stand for truth, there are consequences. I mean, Jack Phillips, another great example, he was sued for not making that cake, right? So there's all kinds of legal repercussions we might face. We might face social repercussions. We might face even professional repercussions. Some people have jobs where their position could be in jeopardy if they stand for truth. But what this film highlights is ultimately, at the end of the day, that is still worth it. Because standing for your beliefs is so powerful and so important. And every Christian gets to make a choice in their own actions. Are we going to head toward renewal or toward decline as a culture? And so, since we're people of hope, we know how the story ends. It's really powerful because we don't have to be victims of what's going on. Instead, we can be working faithfully toward the cultural renewal that the film describes.
What if you gain the whole world and you lose your soul?
Right, not so worth it, right? That's exactly it. We've got to keep an eternal perspective. And that's why the movie is powerful. That's why we're excited about it. That's why we want people to see it and have made it free. So again, I mean, it's completely free to watch the film. We encourage people visit truthrising.com. You can watch the film there. You can get access to download the study there. We've even been encouraging, and we've seen this throughout the country, churches or youth groups or small groups, have a watch party, get some friends together and get into this movement as a group. It's so powerful and it's fun when you have people behind you in a group. You're not just feeling isolated. You're saying, hey, we're all in this together. How can we stand for truth? So go through the study with your church or your small group, or maybe have a watch party. Those are all great ideas.
All right, we're out of time, Dina Thayer of Focus on the Family. Thanks so much for letting us know about this. Truthrising.com. For more information. Thank you, Dina. All the best.
Thank you.